الحمد لله صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبيه ومصطفى. ما بعد، حياكم الله dear brothers and sisters to a new session of the Arabic Arabic for beginners. And today we are with the أحكام الفعل. We talked about some of it yesterday. And we, inshallah ta'ala, are going to continue the speech on that. قال أجرون، ناجرون said, الماضي مفتوح الآخر أبدا. We already spoke about that. We said that the ماضي will have always يعني the ruling of فتح, ruling of إعراب, which is called the فتح at the end of it. So it is مفتوح. والأمر مجزوم أبدا. An أمر is always مجزوم. In fact, the word مجزوم is not the proper word to be used here, because مجزوم is from جزم, and جزم is from the إعراب, while أمر is not cannot have إعراب, it has بناء. It has بناء. نعم. It is مبني على السكون. الماضي مبني على الفتح. والأمر مبني على الأمر مبني على السكون. A مبني means does not change from state to another, from رفع to نصب to خفض to جزم. It does not change. It remain in one state, one form. والمضارع ما كان في أوله إحدى الزوائد الأربع التي يجمعها قولك أنيت أو نأيت. He says the مضارع is the verb that had one of the extra letters that it, meaning the مضارع, begins with it. And these are the Hamza and Noon and Ya and Ta. Hamza, Noon, Ya and Ta, which is all collected to form one word that is Anaitu. You say A'akulu, Na'akulu, Ya'akulu, Ta'akulu. You see here now change from one to another. A'akulu. This is Hamza. نأكل. How is the voice by the way, brothers? Our message says that it is disturbed. Yes, what? Yes, good or not to you? Okay, maybe it is from the computer of the brother. Anyway, I prefer that you guys discuss these matters between each other before you approach me, because there might be something wrong with one individual's computer. And then it disturbs the class by like that. But if you come to an agreement that two, three of you, four of you has the same problem, then there is something wrong from my side. Then we can disturb the class and solve the problem. But like that, every individual has a problem with hearing or like that. Then he just approached me and stopped the dars, talk about this. This, will cause a kind of disturbance to the class. So I prefer that you guys, first of all, talk to each other. And if you all come with an agreement that, or a number of you come with an agreement that there is a problem, then it must be a problem from my side. Anyway, this Mubarak, which would be begun, which would be beginning with one of the Uruf of Mubarak, which is Hamza, Noon, Ya, and Ta, Hamza like A, Kulu. That is me. A'kulu. Ana. Na'kulu. That is we. A'kulu nahnu. Ya'kulu. That is he. Ya'kulu. Ta'kulu. Ta'kulu. That is you or she. So that that is the Mubarak. The Mubarak, we have three af'al. Two are mabni and one is mu'arab. The Mubarak is mu'arab. And madhi is mabni, amr is mabni. So the Mubarak is mu'arab. Mu'arab means it will change the haraka of the last letter of it depending on the factor that precedes it. Example. You say, لَمْ يَأْكُلَ. See the lam from the word يَأْكُل as a fatha. The lam from the word يَأْكُل as a fatha. That fatha is because of lam, which is adatu nasb. While when you say lam, you say lam ya'kul. So lam does not have fatha anymore, but rather it has the sukun. Why? This is because of lam. Because of lam. When there is no nasib like lam, nor jazim like lam, then this verb, the mubarak, which is ya'kul, becomes marfu' ya'kulu. Muhammadun ya'kulu. Muhammadun lam ya'kula. Muhammadun lam ya'kul. So this haraka is changed in the three places. So from that we understand that the mubarak is a verb that is mu'arab, and the haraka of the end of it must change from one state to another. As what Allah Ta'ala said in the Quran, like for example in Surah Al-Baqarah, and then Allah Ta'ala said, وإن كنتم في ريب مما نزلنا على عبدنا فأتوا بسورة من مثله وادعوا شهداءكم من دون الله إن كنتم صادقين. This is in the ayah number 24 in Surah Al-Baqarah, so number 2. فإن لم تفعلوا فإن لم تفعلوا ولم تفعلوا فاتقوا النار التي وقودها الناس والحجارة أعدت للكافرين. Look, فإن لم تفعلوا ولم تفعل. لا, that is عفوا, sorry, that is in the أفعال خمسة. We're not talking now about الأفعال الخمسة, but we're talking about the neural model, which is not connected to nothing at the end of it. Right. Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah 2, Ayah 77, أَوَلَا يَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ Look, يَعْلَمُ. Why this فعل مضارع has done at the end? Because there is no nasib like an, no jazm like lam before it, directly before it. أَوَلَا يَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ, this is not an what which we are looking for. This is أَنَّ المصدرية, that is an, different one. Also in the same surah, ayah number 216, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْقِتَالُ وَأَكْرَهُ لَكُمْ وَعَسَنْ تَكْرَهُ شَيْءٍ وَخَيْرٌ لَكُمْ وَعَسَنْ تُحِبُّ شَيْءٍ وَشَرٌ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ Also in Surah Tunis, Surah number 10, Ayah number 24, إِنَّ مَثَلَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا كَمَا إِنْ أَنْزَلْنَاهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فَاخْتَلَطَ بِهِ نَبَاتُ الْأَرْضِ مِمَّا يَأْكُلُ النَّاسُ يَأْكُلُ الْمَرْفُوعِ. Why? There is no nasib nor jazm before it. And the like. And the like. While you see in the ayah of Surah An-Nisa, for example, we have in Surah An-Nisa, Surah number 4, ayah number 27, we have two mudari. One is marfu', one is mansur. Ayah 27, وَاللَّهُ يُرِيدُ أَنْ يَتُوبَ عَلَيْكُمْ وَيُرِيدُ الَّذِينَ اتَّبِعُونَ الشَّهَوَاتِ أَنْ تَمِيلُوا مَيْلًا عَظِيمًا. Look at that. وَاللَّهُ يُرِيدُ أَنْ يَتُوبَ عَلَيْكُمْ. So here, يُرِيدُ is فعل مضارع. يَتُوبَ is فعل مضارع. Why يُرِيدُ is ended with Dhamma and Yatuba with Fatha, and because Yuridu has no nasib nor jazm precedes it. No nasib nor jazm precedes it. Why in Yatuba we see that there is an, which is nasib, and that's why it is an yatuba. So yatuba is fi'l mudari' mansub. And the examples of that are many in the Quran. And inshallah ta'ala, tomorrow we're not going to be able to do nothing, but inshallah ta'ala on Saturday we speak about الفعل المضارع إن شاء الله تعالى أرضي أحكام of الفعل المضارع the أحكام the rulings of الفعل المضارع. We end up our session, and inshallah ta'ala we'll see you within 2 hours and a half. 2.5 hours in the dars of the tafsir. Wallahu a'lam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mubarak ala nabiyyina Muhammad ala alihi wa sahbihi. If you have any question related to the subject, more than welcome, you can present it now. Come on. نعم يا حنين. I am Hanif is saying that يا شيخ أنا, what does أنيت mean? أنيت means تأخرت means I came late, or it means it has two meanings, or it means أنيت بمعنى حلمت I was patient. نعم. Then you say is in the absence of jazm, the present tense will be ضم. صح. جزاك الله خير بنتي. She was writing what I was saying. طيب. أم رضوان go ahead. Can you please post all of the آيات which were mentioned? I think some were written there, but I will mention them once again. The ayah number 27 of Surah An-Nisa, Surah number 4. وَاللَّهُ يُرِيدُ أَن يَتُوبَ عَلَيْكُمْ وَيُرِيدُ الشَّيْطَانُ وَيُرِيدُ الَّذِينَ يَتَّبِعُونَ الشَّهَوَاتِ. The ayah of Surah Yunus, Surah number 10, ayah number 24. إنما مثل الحياة الدنيا كما أنزلنا من السماء فاختلط به نبات الأرض مما يأكل الناس. الآية أو سورة البقرة سورة نمبر 2 آية نمبر 77 أولا يعلمون أن الله يعلم ما يشرون وما يعلنون. يعلم سورة البقرة 216 كتب عليكم القتال to the end of the ayah and the end of Allah تعالى said والله يعلم وأنتم لا تعلمون. And the ayahs are really on that particular issue. والله أعلم. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته.